A very good day. You are listening to Change Radio News. Today is Wednesday, the 14th of January, 2026. The news read by Olive Ruzizo. And here are the headlines. President Chamisa pays tribute to the late community leader, Elder Meshack Mawire. Siziba accuses the government of systematic exclusion of youth amid unemployment crisis. And deteriorating Seke Road poses serious risks to motorists and commuters. And now for the news in detail. Citizen leader President Nelson Chamisa has paid tribute to the late community leader Elder Meshack Mawire, who died at the age of 86. President Chamisa described Mawire as a citizen's champion while in Chitungwiza paying condolences and attending the burial of the respected community figure. Mourners have praised Mawire for his leadership and service to the community. Let us listen to part of President Chamisa's speech.
Pamusoroi vakuru vekereke St. Monica Parish muno Maseke muchitungwiza baba vachiro chiyerwa mufundisi wedu naamai sangano dzvenera mwari tinorembekedza ukaona uchiperekedzwa nekereke kureva kuti wanga uri wekereke vamwe vanoperekedzwa nezvigure vamwe vanoperekedzwa nezvimwe asi ukaperekedzwa neshoko ramwari nevatendi vamwari chinhu chinofadza deka hongu tine misodzi pamatamba munyika muno munzvimbo ino munharaunda mumhuri yekwamawire asi kudenga kune 21 dancers nekuti kwauya dhamba kwauya mwana akafamba zvakanaka munguva yekurarama kwake pamusoro mama mai mawire mashoko amataura andibata zvakanyanya mugoona ndanditaura vakorevuaimaiuza ndinoziva nezveurwere rwedu tichishanyirani asi hamuna kumbiuza urwere wamunhara wamamiri vamwe vobvunza kuti kouyo unodei pano wavhepi wasvika sei vedue mukurarama muti unowanikwa nezvibereko zvavo muchero kuti unzi muchero ndewakati kurengwa.
Honorable Ostalos Siziva says youth unemployment remains a major crisis in Zimbabwe, warning that more than 90% of young people are jobless. In a post on X, Siziva said the lack of opportunities is pushing some youths into drug abuse, crime, and informal survival economies. He accused authorities of selectively rewarding a small group of young people and presenting them as evidence of success, while the majority continue to struggle. Siziva said the situation amounts to the systematic exclusion of an entire generation from meaningful economic participation. The deteriorating state of Seke Road poses serious risks to motorists and public transport operators. Road users say the heavily potholed highway is causing vehicle damage, traffic delays, and increasing risk of accidents. Critics argue the road's long neglect reflects wider infrastructure challenges and have raised concerns over the use of funds collected through toll gates, fees, fuel levies, and road taxes. They note that responsibility for major roads now lies with central government, not local authorities. Residents are calling for urgent repairs to the busy route, a key economic link between Harare and Chitungwiza. Teachers' unions have renewed calls for an urgent salary review, raising fears of disruptions to the new school term. The Amalgamated Rural Teachers' Union has written to the government demanding a minimum monthly wage of US$1,260 plus a hardship allowance. The Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education has rejected the demands, urging teachers to report for duty and stating that pay issues are handled separately. Other unions have warned that inaction could lead to collective action. Factional tensions within the ruling ZANU-PF party have flared up again. This follows remarks by the Mnangagwa's advisor Paul Tungwarara at a rally in Manicaland, where he questioned the leadership credentials of wealthy businessman Kudakwashi Tagwirei. Tungwarara told supporters that leadership comes from character and service, not wealth, and that one must be, quote, anointed by God. His comments were chaired by supporters, including Politburo member Christopher Mchangwa. However, former Member of Parliament Temba Mliskwa was warned on social media that Tungwarara is being drawn into factional fights and risks becoming collateral damage in the party's internal wars. A dispute is growing between the registered schools and unregistered backyard colleges accused of illegally recruiting pupils. The Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education has ordered intensified inspections and the enforcement of the Education Act, which can lead to closures and prosecutions. Zimbabwe's prisons are overcrowded by nearly 10,000 inmates, with a population of 27,000 against a capacity of 17,800. Prosecutor General Justice Lois Matanda Moyo has urged prosecutors to show restraint in opposing bail, especially for minor offences. The Chiredzi Rural District Council will fine households without toilets $20 per year. This comes after a report showed 63% of rural households in the district lack sanitation facilities. Council chiefs will also impose fines according to custom. Traditional leaders have adopted an integrated electronic case management system to improve case reporting. Let's hear more from Chief Saurombe of Chimanimani.
Chimanimani Major Street Court in a program that will be the Ayana Secretary for Justice, IEAIE, CMS. The digitalization out of the Sanda, Mumar Court, one who Panikabas is seen as in Anguia, Buno, Mangara Mosa, and a Wales, what the Mosa Anguia, Papi Kumachari, Zunoa, Zuno Bataran, Bakfamba Transport.
Former Chegutu West Member of Parliament Dexter Nduna has been arrested for obstruction of justice. He is accused of threatening to set dogs on a messenger of court attempting to attach his vehicle over a $41,000 debt. He is expected in court today. Constitutional Court Judge Justice Paddington Garway has issued a stern warning against corruption in the judiciary and public offices, stating it destroys public trust. However, his remarks have been dismissed by some observers as mere formalities, given widespread public perception of a compromised justice system. In economic news, a new Time News report by Zimstat shows Zimbabwean women spend about three times longer on unpaid domestic and caregiving work than men. The report highlights significant gender imbalances in daily time use. And in news from our local communities, the Department of Civil Protection has confirmed that 70 people have died and 41 were injured after heavy rains battered the country this month. More than 1,000 homesteads were destroyed, with Manicaland province the worst affected. Flooding has damaged infrastructure in several provinces, and authorities remain on high alert. In international news, Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni held his final campaign rally in Kampala ahead of Thursday's general election, urging supporters to turn out and vote. The 81-year-old leader, in power since 1986, is seeking a seventh term after constitutional changes removed age and term limits. Security has been tightened in parts of the capital, with troops deployed and mobile internet services temporarily suspended, raising concerns among opposition parties. Opposition candidates, including pop star turned politician